We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Trump and North Korean leader meet in Singapore. We've got the story.
Motorcycle rider injured in North Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Our normal high in Wichita is 85, and it looks like, once again, we'll be well above that this afternoon. Our forecast is coming up.
A historic meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un became more significant after they signed a document confirming denuclearization.
We're very proud of what took place today. I think our whole relationship with North Korea and the Korean Peninsula is it's going to be a very much different situation than it has in the past. We both want to do something. We both are going to do something. And we have developed a very special bond.
A hostage crisis in Orlando ended in tragedy. Police had been trying to negotiate with a gunman who shot a police officer to get him to release the four children he was holding hostage. But Orlando Police Chief John Mina says that did not happen. All four children, as well as the suspect, Gary Wayne Lindsay Jr., were found dead inside an apartment. Lindsay opened fire on an officer who went to that apartment after Lindsay's girlfriend called about a domestic dispute.
He remains in critical condition, so we're still asking for your thoughts and prayers for him as well.
Police had been trying to negotiate with Lindsay for more than 20 hours.
Monday night, a motorcycle and car collided on the southbound exit ramp from I-135 to 21st Street North. Police officer Brian Bachman says
officers were dispatched to an injury accident. When they arrived, they located a victim in the street. He's been transported to a local hospital in critical condition where he's undergoing treatment.
39-year-old driver of that motorcycle was not wearing a helmet. The driver of the car was not injured.
A man was shot and killed in southeast Wichita, not far from Harry and the Kansas Turnpike.
And then at approximately 3 a.m. on Sunday, a homicide occurred at Dacry's in the 7,000 block of East Harry. That victim is identified as Isaac Lewis, the 37-year-old male of Wichita.
Police officer Charlie Davidson says officers arrested a 36-year-old suspect. He was booked into jail on multiple counts, including murder. There have been 22 homicides in 23 weeks this year in Wichita.
Fire Captain Jose Ocades says a woman cleaning her family's restaurant after closing time has died. Her sister remains in critical condition. This fire happened a month ago in North Wichita near 21st and Waco.
One of the two victims from the Los Reyes restaurant incident on May 11th has passed away. Rosa Martinez, 51 years of age. The second victim is still in the hospital and unable to speak and gather more information on the cause of the fire, so the cause is still unknown.
Last year there were 6 fire deaths in Wichita. This year there have already been 5 fire fatalities.
It's a bit early for such a large, out-of-control fire in Colorado, but for people who live near Durango, it's not all that surprising.
La Plata County spokeswoman Megan Graham says more than 2,000 homes have been evacuated. Hundreds more are under pre-evacuation orders.
I don't think anyone can say that the fact that we are having a significant wildfire is a surprise.
The area around Durango has been classified as under an exceptional drought. Fire Information Officer Cameron Eck says current weather conditions helped this fire grow quickly.
We're facing extreme conditions with very dry vegetation, hot temperatures, low humidity, high winds, and rugged, inaccessible terrain.
It's too rugged on the west flank to put crews on the ground, but they're doing structure protection in every other direction of the flames. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Little Moneyball karma for the Wichita Wingnuts last night. We'll explain coming up in sports.
Hey, planning a trip to Hawaii? It could cost you more. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
KNSS.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Officials at Wichita Festivals, Inc. estimate this year's River Festival attendance at about 460,000 over the nine-day run that concluded Saturday. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
About what we planned on, that's about the target number we've been hitting here lately, but it's just a great way to kick off summer, and I think the food might have been even a little bit better this year. I ate down there a couple of times and found some pretty tasty and healthy choices.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted Show here on KNSS.
Researchers think they know what's causing a mysterious glow around some stars in the Milky Way.
Remember the line from Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, the one about up above the world so high like a diamond in the sky? Turns out three infant stars in the Milky Way are getting their glow from nanodiamonds, minute little diamond particles producing a shimmer of microwave light. Scientists came across that shimmer about 20 years ago, but it wasn't until now they figured out diamond particles were behind it. Space.com reports that researchers made the discovery using the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia and the Australia Telescope Compact Array. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Your Hawaiian vacation, Ted, is about to get more expensive. Yeah.
Visitors to Hawaii already pay the nation's highest rate for hotel rooms, but those costs could increase under a proposed law expanding the state's hotel tax. That tax is currently 10.25% on the room charge, which averages almost $293 a night. Lawmakers have passed a measure expanding that to all hotel, timeshare, and resort transactions, such as Wi-Fi, bottled water, parking, and other expenses like resort fees. Analysts say that could add an additional $8 a night to the current average of just over $30 a night in taxes. Hotel workers unions and tourism groups oppose the bill. Governor David Ige has until June 25th to veto the measure or it becomes law. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we've got some pretty slow traffic out there. Watch out. We've got a traffic accident now. Westbound Kellogg at I-235. And yes, that's right there in the road construction where things have changed the last couple of days. But now we've got a traffic accident. Westbound Kellogg at I-235. The report here, multiple vehicles involved in this one. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Jody Brava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman, the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A stationary front is going to be across southern Kansas today, and that may be the focus for a few thunderstorms to pop up this afternoon, our high 94. The better chance of showers and a few thunderstorms will be late tonight as a system moves in from the west, our low 71. Then morning showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, not as hot, with a high 86 tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, 77 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 15 miles per hour. 8:11, Steve and Ted in the morning. Sean Hannity interviewed President Trump on the sidelines of the North Korea summit in Singapore. Hannity asked the president about tough rhetoric.
A lot of people, critics, quickly saying, when you said Little Rocket Man or Fire and Fury or... You know, when he said, oh, I've got a red button on my desk, he said, well, mine's bigger and it works better than yours. How did it evolve from that to this? Because he did say at the very beginning, we're going to basically start over. And but that has been building behind the scenes.
Well, I think without the rhetoric, we wouldn't have been here. I really believe that, you know, we did sanctions and all of the things that you would do. But I think without the rhetoric, you know, other administrations, I don't want to get specific on that, but they had a policy of silence. If they said something very bad, very threatening and horrible, just don't answer. That's not the answer. That's not what you have to do. So I think the rhetoric, I hated to do it. Sometimes I felt foolish doing it. But we had no choice.
And you can hear Sean Hannity daily from 2 to 5 right here on KNSS. All right, 8:12 now with Steve and Ted. Today is Tuesday, June 12, 2018, on this date in 1939, the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum was dedicated in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame. And Ted, I know Ted's been there. I've never been there, but I get, obviously, if I get to upstate New York. And that's one of the things I want to do, Ted. It's one of my vacations that I'm dreaming about someday, is for Shelley and I to visit not only New York City, but to go upstate to Hyde Park and see the Roosevelt's homes and things like that. And Cooperstown's pretty close around there, is it not? Have you been there?
I've not been
I thought you'd been there. Okay. I believe it's up there around that area.
It's up at the top of my list.
Yeah. That would be someplace, you know, obviously, as a baseball fan, we'd have to see that.
Not
right?
easy to get to upstate New York from Wichita very handily.
No. Like I said, we'd have to probably have a, combine it with a trip to New York City to see a show or something like that, and then head up the highway if we could somehow. The National Park Service, by the way, says it's working as fast as possible to reopen access to the USS Arizona Memorial after cracks were discovered last month on the floating concrete pier near the metal access ramp.
That's not good.
And there's one of the primary reasons I'd go to Hawaii. I'd want to see the, you know, Pearl Harbor. The Honolulu Star Advertiser reports visitors to the memorial at Pearl Harbor in Honolulu are taken on a 15-minute narrated tour of Battleship Row instead of the usual docking. Boat transportation to the pier was suspended in early May following the discovery of the cracks. A spokesman for the World War II Valor in the Pacific National Monument says the cracks were minor and the memorial is structurally sound. So there you go. That's at the USS Arizona. A Minnesota high school pitcher consoled his friend after striking him out in a playoff game. Moundsview pitcher Ty Cohen struck out Jack Cocon of Totino Grace to end the game in the Class 4A Section 5 baseball final last week. The win touched off a celebration near home plate as Moundsview advanced to the state tournament. But before joining his teammates in the celebration, Cohen consoled Cocon at home plate. Video shows Cohen giving his friend a long hug and walking him back toward his dugout before joining the celebration. The two played youth baseball together. They were former teammates.
Yeah,
and
they're buddies.
You know, that's the way athletics, in my opinion, should be. You don't disrespect your opponent. You respect your opponent. In this case, the guy, they are terrific friends, and he just wanted to express it. I don't necessarily favor guys hugging in public, but in this case, I think it was probably all right, don't you? Okay, starting fires. Yesterday, we had a story about the German Shepherd who got up on the stove.
Right.
And got it going. Now we've got a raccoon story.
Okay.
Authorities say a raccoon that got into the power lines was the culprit for a small brush fire in Weber County. This is in Utah. Riverdale Fire Chief Jared Shawley says a raccoon set himself on fire accident and then fell off the power line to start the brush fire. Fire was extinguished in about 20 minutes. Nobody was hurt, but
I think somebody was hurt.
The raccoon died.
Yeah,
yeah. Raccoon. We can call Rocky there. Rocky went to the big raccoon nest in the sky, whatever it is.
Yes, as Morgan Freeman would say, the raccoon did not survive.
8:16, Steve and Ted. And just a quick note about VIP Wichita. It's on the newsstands now there at the Dillon store at no charge. Pick up a copy. You will find in there, as you peruse and looking at the photos of all the famous people in town, you will find an ad toward the back of the magazine about KNSS Radio featuring photo of Steve and Ted.
And we look very stylish.
We do.
Photogenic.
We've airbrushed in a lot of things so that we look good. And you may want to just pick up a copy if you're curious about what we look like. And I don't know who would be, but if you are, there it is.
It's a stirring photo of the night we won our Marconi Award.
It is. One of the high points in our careers.
Yeah.
And you get to share it with us.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost you a penny.
Check it out in VIP
Wichita
Magazine.
VIP Wichita Magazine right there. And you may want to just take the, you know, the photo, trim it out, and put it in a little, you know, some sort of a frame there and keep it right there in your house.
As a little memento.
Maybe a little something up behind the bar over here or in the kitchen where the kids can see it and see
and
what
Steve. Inspire them on a daily basis.
And see what Uncle Steve and Ted actually look like, right? Right. Whatever. VIP Wichita. It's a good magazine. 8:17 now, Steve and Ted. It's sports time with Ted Woodward. Talking about Royals baseball this morning, right, Ted?
Yeah, Kansas City is after a day off. Gets ready for an 8-game homestand. At least they get to sleep on their own pillows. They haven't played very well at home this season, but we'll see what the Royals can do as they bring in a team that doesn't come to Kansas City very often. The bottom team in the National League, the Cincinnati Reds. A couple of days of interleague play for the Royals, taking on Cincinnati for the next two games. The Reds have not won a game in Kansas City in 19 years. The Royals have, in fact, beaten the Reds five times in a row in Kansas City. And if you like home runs, you might like this series. Both teams give up a lot of home runs. The Reds and the Royals. Kansas City has lost seven of its last eight overall. We'd like to see if they can take care of the Reds for a couple days. Live pregame coverage begins at 6:30 tonight. The game will start at 7:15. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Little action for the Wichita Wingnuts baseball team as they began a week-long road trip in Texas last night visiting the Cleburne Railroaders. On Twitter, the Wingnuts posted, "Wingnuts watched the movie Moneyball before their series opening game against Cleburne, immediately drawing a season-high 13 walks for a 6-1 win. Thanks, Brad Pitt." How about that? The Wingnuts were patient at the plate last night. And they moneyballed the Railroaders in a 6-1 game. Wingnuts only got four hits, but they got 13 walks. Seven of those walks were during a five-run second inning. In fact, at one point, the Cleburne pitcher walked five Wingnuts in a row.
Whoa.
That's a couple of easy runs right there.
Yep.
Back-to-back wins for the Wingnuts. They are at Cleburne again tonight at 7:05, just a little bit south of Fort Worth. Get a minor league baseball update on Tyler Buchner from Andale. He is playing in single-A ball with the Colorado Rockies. Buchner went 1-for-3 at the plate last night. He's batting .278 in his last six games. The product of Andale and the Newman Jets, Tyler Buchner in single-A with the Rockies. And we do have a baseball anniversary of note today. It was 25 years ago on this day, Wichita State played Louisiana State for the national championship in college baseball at the College World Series. Unfortunately, the Shockers lost that game 8-0. That would be the final time ever that the Shocker baseball team played in the national title game. That was 25 years ago on this day. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 8:20 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Robert De Niro's comments about Trump at the Emmys. That's what Sean's going to talk about.
More than comments.
Yeah. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.